Hey, Wilma, I'm home.
I'm dead sexy.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And I am just tickled purple about this. Tickled purple.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Jose in particular is especially excited about this.
I don't make monkeys, I just train them.
I am proud to announce Cosmic Debris. Cosmic Debris. Cosmic Debris. And I'll tell you why it's so exciting. If you love all things indie, you're going to love Cosmic Debris. Cosmic with a Z. Don't use an S. So don't even get me started on the DMS.
Yo, yo, yo. I had to stop because I got my headphones down a little bit. Let me deal with this shit. Yeah. What's going on? It's like Thursday night. It's Thursday night, and yeah, we got like a little interview thing to do. There. That's not better. What the heck? I get it. What's going on here? There we go. Yeah, I'm playing with buttons. Been playing with a lot of buttons today. I've been pushing a lot of buttons today. Not unusual for me. It is Thursday night. It's not only any Thursday night. As you can tell, you hear that? You hear that little sound? Yeah. Let me see if I can get these guys.
You're ringing phones. Somebody going to watch the chat phones?
You see, there they are. I can hear them. Can you hear them? Whoa. I know that voice.
Who could it be?
Oh, man. All right. So, and so that you guys know, we're on the air. We're not gonna mess around tonight. We got a lot of stuff to cover. And so, if you guys haven't figured it out, on the other line right now, I have members of the band Limberlost. I understand we still have one in transit, but let me see. Let me do a little roll call here. Been there?
Yes.
Yes. He's like, yes, I'm here. And
I'm here.
I heard Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Wouldn't miss it.
How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much.
And then.
I'm just about to walk into chat and see what everybody's up to.
Let me see. Yeah, it's kind of early. I don't know that anybody's, like, ventured in there yet. And, let's see, Ricky?
Hello?
Dude, what's going on, man?
What's up? How you doing?
Doing good. Got you guys. And then Meathead, you're around somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At your back, aren't you?
Yeah. Mike and I have little pet names for each other, but it not in a creepy way. Not in a creepy way.
Not creepy at all.
All right, now I know that Brittany's running a little bit late, so you know I get that, but I believe that there's like one other person there sitting with you. Is that right?
Hey, Cos, how you doing? It's Tony.
Oh, and Tony, yeah, and Tony.
Hi,
and Tony. And
okay, the keyboard player forgets the keyboard player. How does that work?
Yeah.
We're
invisible to each other like vampires,
I guess. Yeah. He's not
very memorable.
Yeah, Tony's definitely not invisible. But isn't there like one more kicking around there somewhere? Like, not like band. Yeah, I mean he's not in the band, but yeah, he's part of.
I'm not running for the band either.
Might as well be.
Oh, what's going on, Dave?
David Mark, yes, I'm here. I'm good, making music, what I do.
I'm playing the music that you guys make. So it's a great relationship. Great relationship. Yeah.
We like that.
Somebody gets stuck with the dirty work, I guess, yeah.
That ain't dirty work, trust me. It ain't. So, I mean, we got like a whole night. I mean, Mike sent me like this whole schedule. I don't know that I've been so scheduled out on a show in like ever. But I don't even know where to start. I mean, Fitty and I had the opportunity. God, what was it, like 2 months ago? Has it been 2 months since you guys were in Denver?
It has. It was August. Yeah, middle of August.
Wow.
Man. I've told everybody. I mean, you guys have a whole different energy live in a good way.
It's hard to match that up with the recording process, but I think that's always our goal. So we'll see what happens this next few singles that you hear.
Well, you know, based on everything I heard live, I mean, this is one of those things that I'm finding out. Because it's not just with you guys, but it's pretty much with every indie act that I've gone to see, that I've heard recorded. The live energy, to me, is like far superior to the recordings. And the recordings are nothing to sneeze at, but that live energy. I mean, you guys definitely put on a show. And
the audience helps immense amount, and even though that was one of the first post-COVID gigs and everybody was socially distanced and all that, everybody was so excited to see live music again, and we were so excited to play it that I think we just had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun.
People social distanced that show? I don't remember that. No, I don't remember that. Yeah. I don't remember that part.
Of course they did. Yes, everybody was wearing masks and everybody was social distanced.
Okay,
you did a great job with, the best we can do is follow the guidelines wherever we are, right?
Right.
And do our best to take care of each other. And I think that as long as we are, not just caring about ourselves, but the other people who are there to see the shows and there to perform and stuff like that, we can find a way to make this work and find a way to bring back the live music. It's just going to be different for a while, and we're going to have to be okay with that.
Okay, very, 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 very cool.
But he only sees on people he doesn't like. That's
a targeted teasing.
I hear another phone. Did we have a guest?
I actually picked up two phone calls, and I see uh-oh. I see one of them, and one of them is this. Rock star, solo artist, god from up in your neck of the woods. He's not going to say anything.
Who else would that be?
Hi, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. Hey, guys. Hi, everybody.
Oh, it's Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. What's up, brother?
Hey, everybody. I'm excited. The new video is going to be amazing. I already saw it, but you know.
Yeah, a couple of us got a sneak peek at that.
For tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
excited for tomorrow.
It's a great song. So how you been?
Okay, so I'm in here lurking too.
Oh, is that?
And I tried to get in through. I tried to get in through Zoom, and it said invalid. For some reason, I don't know. But hey, I've only had the app for a few weeks and been doing that. Now that we're doing Zoom sessions.
Oh, we're not doing Zoom.
Here. It's Larry.
Hi, Larry. It's nice to meet you. Larry is
Larry's our distributor through Vaughn Artists, and he's jumping in on this train. So we're happy to have him, and we're definitely always happy to have our brother Sammy on board with us here.
God, I don't even know where to go at this point. Well, I got a question for Larry.
Nice to meet everyone.
Yeah. So. Larry, I got a question for you. What's it like working with these guys?
Oh, well, it's fantastic so far. I mean, it has actually been beyond expectation after really trailing the band about the last year or so. Because when they did come in, they came in, you know, kind of like ready for, you know, they prepared, they did their homework and did all those kinds of things, as where a lot of the times it's really clunky coming aboard like that. And so we are actually challenged by it. So it's a great thing.
And so why don't you talk a little bit about what Von Artis does for our listeners that may not be familiar with what a distributor actually does for a band.
Okay, well, a band can get with anybody and they can distribute themselves. They can do it a number of ways. So the endless opportunities there for what distribution can do for somebody, it just all depends on what you put on the back end of it, because anybody can get it. But the type that we have is more of a major label type services, so you can't really get that without our help, because we have kind of the background in it to get with the national distributor to be able to do all this. And so we're just kind of a unique boutique of the latest industry model that's been building for about 8 years, as the whole streaming has really taken over in the sales department. And it's been a very complex thing, but it's fun. And, you know, we kind of got the back of the artist as well as getting them through the gate.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, you guys are an important piece for any band looking to be able to break through to that next level. And I got to tell you, you picked a pretty good group this time when
yeah.
when you got with these Limberlost people. So now I'll throw it to the band. And Mike, I think this probably goes out to you more than anybody else, but how has hooking up with Larry helped out you guys?
It's been a tremendous, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just, it's been a tremendous weight off my shoulders. But no, these guys are really good at what they do. You know, there's so many different compartments when you're talking about putting your, you know, creating music and putting music out and performing and you know, the old days of, you know, a label come along and they would do all those things and all you had to do was, you know, get drunk and make music, you know, and glue things to the ceiling and stuff. You know, now as in the indie world, you know, like Larry was saying, you know, it's, you can do just about anything. You can, you know, I mean, you're there's so many doorways open to you, but to get the kind of service these guys provide with the kind of insight and experience and drive you know, we were with another distribution company prior to Von Artis, and it was just like it was like night and day when we came over here, as far as from my perspective, is the things and the amount of, I mean, Larry is constantly feeding me information and he's constantly letting me know what's going on out there in the world and things that I could take advantage of, and you know, and at the same time we've developed a relationship where, you know, if I learn some things it helps them too, so it's been invaluable for me at this stage, because I know they got our backs and there's a ton of stuff we haven't even been able to take advantage of yet that they do. So I'm really looking forward to watching this relationship grow as we grow.
Very cool.
Breath of fresh air compared to what we had.
Yeah.
I'm still just getting drunk and going to the ceiling.
Somebody wants to use a breath of fresh air, you know, and that's a great way to describe it, as well as a great way to describe something good, you know, a piece of music or anything like that. Those are that's where you always want to take notice.
Yeah,
when something is a breath of fresh air.
Man, it sounds like you guys have got it all worked out. So, Larry, my other question for you is: here in about an hour, maybe a little bit less, I'm going to play "Good Fight." Give folks your ideas on what they're going to hear tonight.
Oh, this is an epic song produced by Timothy Eaton that really, I mean, once a song starts, you're already into it. And then he comes in on guitar and it's over, basically. It's over again when she starts singing, which it always is. But this isn't like your average, 3-minute radio tune. But it is condensed enough to where it is accessible that way. I'm not kidding. and people are really going to like it.
Well, and you know, that's what I'm starting to see from different bands is, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's a 6.5 minute song, but it's not one of those songs where 4 minutes in, I mean, when you're done, you don't realize that the last 6.5 minutes of your life was listening to this great music. And I'm seeing more and more bands breaking out of that 3.5 minute mold, and we get to get good stuff like this. It's not as necessary.
You know, you're playing it to the people. We're about getting it to the people, and believe me, if it wasn't for DJs, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Oh,
it is
shucks.
Really important, the work that you do, and I am a fan of all DJs. And they are heroes to me, and they really, they're the ones at the end of the day that really get the music to the listeners in a way where, you know, here's something, music isn't happening unless it's being played. And I don't mean like playback. I mean people in a room playing music. So to get that, any kind of that spark out of something that is just a playback of music is, you know, it's probably the best reward of doing it.
Thank you. You know, Mike, you didn't tell him this wasn't supposed to be about me, dude.
It's all about you, Todd.
No,
come on, man.
Not tonight. This is all you guys. So now
I wore my cause T-shirt.
How? What?
I wore my cause T-shirt for the show,
which means he's naked. Again.
Oh, man. All right. Now I feel even better about the fact that we decided not to do the video Skype.
No kitty tassels.
He was trying to talk me into it before the show, and I was like, no, there's no need to do that. And now I understand why. All right. So let me switch gears here for a little bit, because we've also got Sammy Shoffy on the line with us, and Sammy's had a chance to not only listen to this song, but you've been on the scene there with Limberlost, and you've been able to watch the progression with them. I mean, I've done it online, but you've been right there. Talk a little bit about, you know, from that musician's point of view, what you've seen and how you've seen the band evolve throughout the years.
I remember when they started, it was a few years back. I mean, they haven't even been going that long. I believe it was Meeker Days 2016, Mike, when I met you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were just getting Limberlost going. You know, it takes most bands 8 to 10 years before they get themselves even remotely close to where Limberlost has gotten themselves in such a short time. You know, tenacity and just hard work has gotten them very quickly to be pretty much one of the most like main bands here in the Pacific Northwest, especially in rock. You know, I've seen them grow not only, you know, in their songwriting, but the production. I think Good Fight, by far the best production that they've done thus far. They've just continued to grow in the studio, live. Their live shows are super fun, super enjoyable, great energy, good connect with the crowd, you know, and they're not like a typical band where they evolve slowly. It's just like every month, every 2 months, they take just such another huge step forward and their evolution of what they're doing and their songwriting and their performance. It's inspiring because you don't meet a lot of bands, like people who are actual bands, you know, that where everybody is a contributing member, not only in the writing, but in just the whole overall vibe, you know. Limberlost is a sum of its parts. It's not just, you know, one person. And that's a rare thing to find. And you can see it in how they all interact on stage and the fun they have. And it's crazy that, you know, Mike's also the manager of this band, essentially. You know, he wears so many hats and eight in that way, as I wear so many hats in what I do as well. But the way he goes about it is he's constantly working and constantly doing everything he can to make connections and meet the right people. You know, he's a student of the game. He always keeps things, you know, fresh in that way, where it's like, okay, I'm going to try this. Well, that didn't work. Well, that's cool. I learned from that. Let's try this. Oh, that worked. Okay, let's do more of that, you know. So in that regard, just who Mike is as a person and who the members of Limberlost are in the way they work with him and how they support his you know, overall vision of where the band's going to be in the next even coming year, I really don't think there's anything stopping these guys and their continued evolution, you know, not only as a band, as songwriters, but where the band's going to head. I mean, I see them opening up for huge acts next year. You know, I really do. I think if anybody from the Pacific Northwest is going to break out of here, it's definitely that band, you know. So I'm super proud to be friends with the guys and to have played shows and with Limberlost, and the fact that they include me in anything they do, super, super honored. And yeah, I'm excited about the new video since I've seen it. I know the fans are going to love the hell out of it. Again, the song is super, 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 super good. And Limberlost is doing so well already on Spotify. I can see this song easily getting added to a curated playlist. And yeah, I'm probably their biggest fan, actually. I don't miss a show.
Love you, brother.
We loved Sammy also.
Thank you, brother. Well, don't miss anything. That is awesome.
Yeah. So Sammy, I mean, you got some stuff of your own going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about me.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Everybody's gonna get their 2 minutes. Don't make me beg for it.
Yeah, don't make me use the mic. No.
All right, fine. That's fine. Then I'll do the talking. Here over the last year, you've kind of transitioned away. I won't say you've transitioned away, but you've put Blue Helix on pause, and you released this spectacular solo album. And I've been having so much fun. I don't know. I think I've been able to say these words to your ears, but I can't honestly remember. It's been so much fun as each single was being released, seeing a different side of your songwriting, a different side of your musicianship come out. And they've all had great messages. And for those of you that are listening, I mean, you need to be going out and buying Limberlost. You need to be going out and buying Sammy's new album, because everybody that I'm talking to right now, everything that you guys have in common is you're all real. And your music is based in reality. It's not based on comic book heroes or social media trends or anything like that. And brother, I got to tell you, you know, when you and I sat in the green room and you told me about your plans to go with the solo thing, I crossed my fingers and I said my prayers, and every one of my prayers got answered, because this stuff is beautiful. So if you won't talk, if you won't talk about you, I'll do it until the cows come home.
And we'll second all that, man, because he's amazing. I mean, Sammy, when he talks about 2016 Meeker days, Crystal and I were there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we were standing on the side of the stage. I remember I just looked up and I said, that's a guy we want to be like.
Yep.
That's the guy. That's the people we want to be able to play with and share the stage with. And we didn't know him at that point. We just watched him. But it was just an amazing show. And you're right. I mean, his... You know, you talk about transformations as he did, but man, I'm just telling you, when he started laying the new acoustic stuff on me here a little over a year ago, I think it was, I was just like, whoa. Because, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm still antisocial butterflying and anakining and, you know, and aliens. And then he gives me this stuff, and I'm just like going, holy crap, this is amazing.
Yes.
And he's... And what he did with it, how he markets himself, and how he was able to go into all these different countries and do these videos and the relationships and stuff. I mean, it inspires me all the time as I watch him groom his craft. And it's it's been a huge, huge asset to me to have somebody like that in my life to keep me always looking at the edge.
Well, I've still got the two of you together in whatever combination it is. You guys are still on my bucket list in one show. It's gonna one of these days. I'm gonna be able to figure out a way.
That's gonna happen for sure. That's gonna definitely happen. I Mike knows this, but I didn't tell you this. I've got a band now. I've got a band to tour. I've got a band to play the new album with. The new record. The reason why I was doing it for, I was gonna do it by myself. And as Mike knows, I played a show with Limberlost where it was just me on my acoustic, But, I told Mike this too. I need to find guys who can sing. I need to find guys who can do this new album justice. So when we're playing with Limberlost, we're doing Limberlost justice as an opener or as a closer, whatever it may be that night, So I'm excited for the shows coming in the future, whether they're here, in Washington or outside of Washington, because, I finally have, guys, if anything, at least, one guy who's going to be, touring all over the world with me next year. And so I think it's going to be amazing. Like, as you guys continue to grow and progress and get amazing at what you do, I strive to do the same, and I want to make you guys proud as you make me very proud, to know you and to see what you guys have done. And I think that's the difference between, bands like Limberlost and other bands, is always striving to go to the next step, how do we evolve from where we were a month ago? How do we evolve the show? What cover songs do we put in there that are going to help people identify with our originals? The flow of the set. Okay. I could easily see in a year Limberlost having their own light crew, coming in with lighting and having a full on production, And I think that's really what separates the guys doing it, garage guys, weekend heroes, weekend warriors, if you will, in the local scene, or people who really want to do something, tour outside of their state, play outside of their hometown, right? And I think that with where Limberlost is gone in such a short time, it's extremely exciting to think about what's to come in the next 6 months. I think if it wasn't for COVID, Mike, honestly, brother, that you and I have already would have been on, on a pretty crazy West Coast tour here at the minimum. I know that I would have. I mean, it sucked. I was 1 foot out the door when I came back, and then this whole bullshit happened, and what can you do, right?
Yeah.
So, I think, I think what's great too about your band, and this is the hardest thing to find, Cause, and I'll tell you right now, you guys have, all of you know me, and you know of my struggles I've had finding guys who want to take the walk, right? To really want to just say, okay, screw it all, not worrying about wife and kids and day jobs. I want to do this, man. I want to put it all, pedal to the metal, get on the road, get out of the country, do whatever it takes, spread the music love, go for the gold. And I think that's what's the difference between your band, Mike, and 90% of the bands out there. I think they're all willing to take that ride with you. I'm sure there's going to be challenges. There's going to be, things that you guys are like, oh man, does this work? Is this going to make sense? But I think in the end of the day, when the opportunities come, I don't see anyone in that band holding you back, and that is going to be going to be a big part of your success, is the fact that all of you guys are in it to win it,
Well, you bring up a really good point, and one that I actually wanted to talk to the band about. But before I forget, when everybody's planning on getting out of their states and touring, Myrtle Beach is a great destination.
I hear there's a bed and breakfast out there now.
Yeah, they're let's see. I think I could definitely accommodate just about everybody at that point.
Yeah, you wouldn't know of a band called Dakota Blue, would you?
Well, what I'm
from
not
North Carolina.
We're not actually out there yet. I'm broadcasting from Colorado right now. I actually in a month I'll be down in North Carolina, and I plan on seeing a bunch of North Carolina bands. And speaking of North Carolina bands, I think one of them might have just joined in.
What's up?
Okay, well, guys, that's my cue. I got to go off to another meeting, and it's been real. I dig your vibe, Sammy, and everybody else. You know, good luck on the release. I'll be watching because I got a lot of work to do behind it myself. And been good chatting.
Larry, thanks so much.
Thanks, Larry.
For joining in.
Say hi to the other two amigos.
Adios, amigos.
Thanks.
Care.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right. So as we lose Larry, we get joined by the one, the only, my brother, Cliff Wheeler. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just sitting here at the kitchen bar with Gary.
Filthy dude. What's going on?
Hey, man. What's up, Cos?
Hey.
You left too soon. You left too soon.
30 days, my friend. I got 30 days left.
All right. All right. I'm waiting.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
Oh, you guys. Hey, Cos. Yeah. You guys can play it off like you ain't seen each other in months, but you guys were drinking like last week, so knock it off.
No. Cliff and I were drinking last week. I haven't seen Gary in over over a year. Yeah. Yeah. Gary's filthy. I gave him that name because he plays one of the filthiest guitars I've ever heard in my life. And that's a term of endearment, and well, yeah, it is.